Oh, you're planning a lot of stuff. Okay, well, that's good. Well, I just wanted to thank you for your info there on controlled airspaces and stuff like that. I had no idea that there was G and E. I'd heard of A's and C, A's and whatever. But I thank you for getting me motivated there. I looked it up, but like, it immediately got confused, but hey, that's okay.
Every time I look at it, I get confused. I understand it. Like, we both, we understand the information we're talking about, we understand what we're reading, but looking at it, it's very confusing.
Okay, well, hey, getting back to your previous statement, what's your plans for changes? You do more POTA stuff, or what's the concept there?
Ham radio wise, I have a tower now, and I have it mounted on top of my carport, and it's nice. I want to put it in a different position on my property so that I can use different antennas and maybe access it easier. So throughout the month of August, I plan on repositioning that, cleaning up my property a little bit, a little bit of just making stuff right before I need to, just sit inside for a while and actually use some of the stuff. I've got the tower itself is about 20 feet, and then it's got like a 10-foot pole on top of it. They all work together really well, but I might want to reassess how I put the antennas on the actual structure of the tower. It's made of aluminum, so it's nice and light duty, but what I get by the aluminum part is that I don't think I could climb it. I don't think it would like actually support all that weight up on it. So you got to take it down, put all the antennas on it, and then hoist it up, or if it's close enough to the ground, have a ladder or be on something, which is also can be dangerous. So that's ham radio wise what I got. It's going to be a lot of thinking. I need to put it together though before I'd like it together before October. QSL?